Organisers are gearing up for this weekend's Callington show. After having to cancel in 2020 due to COVID restrictions, the event's back this Sunday between 10 and 4 across both ovals, the brand new Recreation Community Centre and the Callington Hall. Assistant Secretary of the show, Mandy McPeak, joins me now for a chat about it. Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Really well, thank you. And gosh, the forecast is looking pretty good for Sunday.
It is. Yes, it is. It's all going to be clearing up and we're hoping it's going to be around 25 and sunny, which would be just perfect.
All right, so there's quite a few things going on. As I mentioned, it's across both the ovals and the hall and the centre. So it's a pretty massive event, isn't it?
Yeah, look, we've seemed to get bigger every year. We do try to have different things every year to keep people interested, and we definitely try to have something for all ages. It really is a family event. And we would hope that anybody who came would have a ball and would stay a while.
Yeah, so is it your typical country event where you've got, you know, produce and animals and that sort of thing? Or what's the shtick of the Callington Fair?
Yeah, look, it's some combination between an agricultural show and a country fair, really. Because, yes, of course, we've got in the show hall, we've got all the usual plants, cookery, flowers, Lego, etc., that are judged. And then we've got wool judging and all those kind of entries as well, poultry. But, yeah, we're doing some special things today. Like a drumming fest on Sunday, a drumming festival, which is a first for us, and we're really looking forward to that. And we've got children's games all day, free all day, and that starts at 10:30 with a boot throwing contest. We've got live music all day, and we've got for the younger kids, but also their parents. And people like me, we've got Peter Coombe coming at midday.
Yes, a lot of generations can probably enjoy a bit of music from him reminding you of your youth.
That's exactly right. He's such a good entertainer. So he'll be there for the opening and then he'll do a little concert for us as well of some of his favourites for the kids. Yep. We've got more live music all day. We've got a farmer's challenge.
Oh, what's the challenge?
People can come and sign up on the day for that one. So there are 8 different challenges that they need to compete in teams of 4 against the clock. So there are 8 challenges, including a first aid challenge, stacking hay bales, some farm theory and a water challenge. So it should be fun to do and very great fun to watch well.
What's the water challenge?
Well, that's a surprise for the entrance. Yes.
and be prepared. Are there prizes?
Yes, of course, there's prizes for the people who complete the challenges in the fastest time. So as I say, it's teams of 8 of adults and you can sign up on the day.
Excellent. With me at the moment is Assistant Secretary of the Callington Show, Mandy McPeak. Of course, this year, few restrictions in place, COVID making it a bit trickier than usual.
Yeah, sure, like everybody else. But we're not the first show to go ahead this year, so we've learned a lot from shows that have already happened. So, yeah, there'll be the usual mask wearing inside, not on the ovals. There'll be check-in at the gates and social distancing and so forth. But, you know, just come on down. Put your mask on if you're going into one of the halls or the marquees. Otherwise, just have a great time wandering around and just keep your distance, you know, the usual stuff that we're all so familiar with. So we're sure, because we've got a large area with the 2 ovals and so forth, that people won't feel at risk and it should just not interfere with people's day.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. And tell us about the Grand Parade.
Yeah, this is a recent new thing for us. We decided to have a parade around the Oval towards the end of the show, and anybody can join in. The drummers will be joining in. Some of the animals, of course, will be joining in. We've got mini goats, Spanish horses, sheep dogs, Clydesdales, etc. So hopefully some of those will be able to join in the Grand Parade, and anybody who wants to can join in the Grand Parade at 3.
Brilliant. And then some giant kites will be up in the sky as well.
That's right. On the lower oval, we're having a kite flying exhibition, demonstration, and a come and try. And we do have some giant kites that will be on the oval for most of the day as well, that look really brilliant, as well as the usual car clubs. And we've got all the sideshows down on the lower oval as well this year. And people will receive a map to show them where everything is when they come in.
And limited tickets at the door, you'd prefer people to book ahead online?
Yeah, look, we do. We've already had quite a lot of sales online, and we do have a limited number of tickets. So the number available on the day will depend on what we sell beforehand online. So if you book online, you can also book yourself a car parking ticket. And children under five are free, but you still book them a ticket, but it won't cost you anything.
Absolutely fabulous to have you on the program today, Mandy. I look forward to checking out the Kellington show. Hope it goes well.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on, Jenny.